Melvin Ishmael Johnson for the Qumran Report. So glad to have these students coming out from UCLA to meet with these great community members. And I'm a start over here on this end. And would you tell us your name and what your major in?
My name is Noelle, and my major is biology.
My name is Aniza. My major is neuroscience.
My name is Brittany, and my major is psychology.
My name is Jamie, and my major is biochemistry.
My name is Catherine, and my major is psychology, too.
My name is Mark. My major is business economics.
My name is Lacey, and my major is neuroscience.
My name is Lizette, and my major is biology.
Okay. Where's the other students? What's your name and what your major in?
My name is Sabrina, and I'm a history major.
History major.
My name is Garima, and I'm a communication studies and psychology major.
Yeah, so glad to have the other student right here.
Hi, my name's Amanda, and I'm a political science major.
Yes. And look, let's get the name of the other community members right here, right quick.
Derek.
And right here?
Rafael.
Who?
Community Center Emergency Room Project, Rafael.
Okay, we have right here.
Hi, I'm Suzette, and I'm here with Community Coalition as well.
And right here?
Sahila.
Who we have right here?
Sahila.
Sahima. Oh, and let me go right around here right quick. We have
Johnny Boyd, Wilshire.
My name is Liz with Community Centered Project, Emergency Room Project.
All right.
My name is Kevin. I'm part of the Youth Leadership Development Project. We use it.
Yes.
My name is Miranda. I'm also with the Youth Project.
Okay.
My name is Tatiana.
Okay. Yeah, so glad. Did I miss anybody? Right over here at the door.
I'm Prophet Montgomery.
Prophet Montgomery. Earlene, I'm going to hit y'all last.
Earl, drama stage.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to be handing out these kits in a little while, and then we're also right here.
Andrea Ross from drama stage Qumran.
Yes. We got you there.
Yes.
Okay, and then it's Brother Charles. He's going to tell us a little about UCEF and what they do in the community, and then we head on out to the park. Right. Yeah.
So my name is Charles Porter. I work with United Coalition East, and where you are right now, this is our meeting space. And you met some of our young coalition members. So we have a youth leadership program. It's actually participatory action research, and they're looking at ways to change the community and make the Skid Row neighborhood better for everyone. Our focus is on drug prevention, but when we talk about prevention, we're not telling, you know, just teaching people to say no to drugs, but we're looking at what are factors in the community that contribute to neighborhood problems, that contribute to addiction, and how can we change them? So in the past, we've looked at cleaning up hotels, liquor stores, doing neighborhood cleanups, and we're looking at now also the targeting the local parks, Gladys Park, which we're about to go into right now, and San Julian Park, and just creating safe spaces, because in this neighborhood, there's a lot of just single units, and people don't have social space, communal space, and so those are sacred spaces to us, and so we want to make sure we reclaim them for all community members and try to fill the parks with positive activities that help promote wellness and interconnectedness and a sense of community and value, you know, and respect. So those are some themes that we try to promote. Culture is a main part of that. You know, we try to incorporate culture into everything we do. And so people are connected to their history and who they are, sense of identity, sense of, you know, leaving some contribution for the people that come after you, and also learning the wisdom of your ancestors. One other thing I would say that that in this neighborhood, there's a whole lot of resources here, a lot of very wise people, and a lot of stereotypes about Skid Row that will be shattered with the more time you spend in Skid Row, you know, right. Because you have people that have done everything. I've met people here that were supermodels. I saw their little portfolio, the cover shots. Like, what?
Doctors,
former lawyers. NFL players, doctors, lawyers. So, you know, some people have this view that all these poor people never had a chance, but throughout life, sometimes people, they just, you know, fall into hard times, and everyone needs a chance to get their life back in order and figure out who they really are. So as students, you have the opportunity to figure out who you are, what you want to do, and, you know, find the best way to partner with people that are already moving to make their neighborhood better. And our goal here is to partner with community members to improve the neighborhood. And we're more partners as opposed to just coming and telling people what to do. You know, we listen to community members and we learn from the community members and we just try to inspire change and work together and treat people like we're family. You know, treat people with respect and dignity and demand that the community treat each other that way as well.
Okay, and then we're going to head out here, but one little quick thing for Jamie to quickly tell us about what the group is about here. These two here, these are two leaders of the group.
So we're from the Community Service Commission at UCLA, and we're just a kind of a overarching umbrella organization for a bunch of different service projects, and we put on like small-scale programs and large-scale programs to get people involved in long-term service.
That basically sums it up.
Okay, then. So let's head out to...